He loves us. And just like you won't leave your child a mess, he don't want to leave you a mess. He'll fix you up. He'll clean you up. He'll cause you to be put on display. And then people, before you know it, people are saying, that's a person that's blessed. He said, they'll rise up and call you what? They'll rise up and call you blessed. But here's the thing. Here's where I close. Here's the thing. God wants us to not only get this so that we win and that we, for, so that we go from faith to faith, from victory to victory, from glory to glory. He wants us to learn how to walk in this thing so that lives are ultimately impacted for the good. He wants us to be able to change our not only our families, our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities, our states. Man, imagine you going up in a place where they don't know what's going on and what to do and chaos is everywhere. And you walk up in there and God tells you what to say and you say it and it changed the whole situation. Now, keep in mind, they've been in turmoil, they've been in chaos, and all of this is going on, but you walk up in there with the answer. What happened when, was it Joseph? What happened when he was thrown in jail? They sent for him because he had an answer. And so what happened, people will start sending for you because they know you're going to hear from God. And what we must be careful that we don't start getting lifted up in pride and we don't start saying, I did it myself and I told this person this and I did this and I changed this. And no, it was God and God alone. It was God and God alone. Hallelujah. It was God and God alone that gave us that cure for cancer. Not to be putting all that stuff in you, but cure for cancer, cure for AIDS, cure for those things that they say not even there's no cure for. But it's God and God alone. Yeah. Come on, somebody. I want to stir you up tonight that you go back and you impact where you are. You impact your situation and you go out and not only are you coming to church, but you're because you're blessed and because you're walking in the favor of God, you're walking in the power of God. People follow you into this place. I want you to be so stirred up that you can't even go out and be the same. That it's just not even normal anymore to be the same. That is, it becomes normal to go from faith to faith, from faith to faith to faith to faith, from victory to victory. Like every time you turn around, you're getting a victory. Every time you turn around, you're winning. That's the will of the Lord. Look at somebody and say, that's the will of the Lord. So look at your neighbor and say, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. Who gives it to us? God gives us the victory. So when you walk in some situations that seem like they're just hard to overcome and they seem like it's a lot, and you know a lot of people when they get ready to go through some hard stuff, or when they go through some hard stuff, it shows on their faces. It shows in how they carry themselves. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to remind you what Dr. D.D. Freeman said. Dr. Michael Freeman, he came here. Y'all remember Dr. Mike Freeman? He went through that, y'all know the health challenge he went through where he almost died. He said 11 people were in the hospital with the same condition that he had. All of them died except one. And who was that one? Him. And so Dr. Didi says she, throughout the whole process, she says she didn't get shaken. She didn't get shaken. People were wondering if she was going to cry. Y'all, they want you to be in pity, don't you? They want you to be in pity. But they were wondering if she was going to cry. They were wondering if she was going to fall apart and just scream and cry, because that's her husband. But she said, God said, if you know you win in the end, why are you tripping out through the process? If you know you win, if you know you already won, why are you getting sad about it? If you know you already overcome, why are you getting sad about it?